Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We welcome in a friend of the show. We've had him on before, Gary Wallace, who captain in the Middletown Police Department for 26 years before retiring, now working with Community Health Center as their Director of Community Engagement. Captain Wallace, good morning. How are you?
Good. Doing great. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thanks for being on. Before we get to tomorrow's walk and Domestic Violence Awareness Month, what does it feel like not having to get up and go to work after 26 years with the force?
Well, I retired on the 7th of September, and I went to work for the health center on the 8th. So I'm still getting up every morning to go to work, but just a different pace, if you will.
How did the police force change in your 26 years?
There were, actually quite a few changes, and specifically in the way that we, handle certain cases, specifically domestic violence. Now we're mandated to take action on certain things, and that takes a lot of the responsibility out of the hands of the victim. I've seen a lot of changes in our own administration and certain policies and our practices. I know that even after, say, 9/11, we went to two officer on every call. That was mandatory so that officers weren't out there going on calls by themselves. So kind of, when things happen around the country and around the world, it really does dictate in law enforcement the changes that you need to make to keep officers and citizens safe. So a lot of changes there. I've seen a lot of changes in kind of who we hire and how we train, really based on the people that we serve, which we should absolutely do. So it's been different, but we adapt, we change, we figure it out, and we do what's best for the people that we serve.
Gary, now working with Community Health Center as the Director of Community Engagement, and part of that is the New Horizons Domestic Violence Program. We've seen such a rise in domestic violence over the years, Gary, but I don't know if it's a rise as much as now women and men are reporting domestic violence.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was one of the things I was going to mention, is that it's been such an underreported crime. It really is a crime that we do see more people reporting now. And that's what we want. I mean, we know what's out there. We don't like it. We hope that it stops. But we do see more people reporting. And I think it's really because of the raise in awareness. People do know that these services are out there, like New Horizons, which is a program of the Community Health Center, by the way, and because they know they can get help. And I think we see a lot of people suffer through this for various different, reasons. And the more we can get the word out, the more I think people are aware that they can get out of these situations. Definitely a rise. And with COVID, during the COVID pandemic here, we have seen an uptick, and people are at home a lot more. And we recognize that even with our kids. I've done some homeschooling myself. It's not easy. People losing their jobs, that causes a lot of stress. So a lot of different reasons. We're doing the best we can.
And domestic violence takes all shapes and forms. It's not right. Just physical. It's verbal and mental as well.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of reasons why people abuse. And we know that, across the board, one in four women and one in seven men will experience some form of that physical violence in their lifetime. But people have anger management issues, jealousy even. We saw that in a recent case, low self-esteem, just feeling inferior, even financial reasons. So a lot of reasons why people abuse, and alcohol and drugs, we can't forget about that.
Right.
So you're absolutely right.
We're talking with Gary Wallace. He's the Director of Community Engagement for Community Health Center in the New Horizons Domestic Violence Program. And then tomorrow is the virtual walk, the walk to end the silence. Can you talk a little bit about the thinking that went on to producing this walk and why it's important for people to contribute? Obviously, it's virtual this year as our lives have become virtual. But if you can just give us a little background into the walk itself, Gary, that would be great.
Yeah, sure. So back in 2015, we experienced a real dark spot in our community. We lost a seven-month-old. We affectionately call him Baby Aiden. He died at the hands of his own father. It was a horrible case that just really smacked the community, and people were just feeling so bad. People were trying to come together but didn't know what to do. And so as a member of the department, I had reached out to a good friend of mine at the Community Health Center who I partner with on many different things. And we came up with the idea of just a walk, just to get people together, raise some awareness. We put it together very quickly. The incident happened in July, and we formed the walk in October. And it went over really well. You know, we saw a little bit of bright light in that. And so we decided every year that we would do this walk and really showcase New Horizons as the domestic violence awareness services for Middlesex County. And so that's how it came about. And each year it just grows and grows in support. We don't concentrate so much on how many victims are out there, but we concentrate on the support, and all the proceeds, everything that we do around the walk goes to New Horizons 100%.
This is the, I believe it's the fifth annual walk. No, sixth annual walk to end the silence. Do you find, Gary, through your years with the force and now working with community health, that people are finally not waiting till it's too late to report domestic violence? Because I think, fortunately, I've never been involved with it in any way, but I would think that you almost think it'll get better, and then it's too late.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's a great question, and it kind of takes me back to the one that you asked early on in the segment about, the uptick in the numbers. And I think typically what happens is, you know, the calls are coming in steadily, and when people call and they see the result, you know, maybe that person gets taken out of the house, maybe they get arrested, and then what happens after that? If a person, I mean, obviously people aren't going to jail for a lifetime. They have to come back to a situation. So for the services that are in place, you know, that becomes the important piece for people. So when we look at, you know, all the, whether it's an uptick in numbers or whether it's steady, you know, we have to make sure that the services that are in place are really going to service people. And that's why New Horizons is so important, because if those services that are in place aren't enough, and only really the people who are in them know if they're going to feel safe, that's why we have 24-hour hotline. That's why we have emergency services to get people out of situations and place them in other places so that they can survive. And for the people who didn't, unfortunately, we have to learn from that. We really have to learn from that. And I've been recently talking to a survivor. Her name is Catherine. And we talked about taking back the power. And I'm so proud of her for being able to take back her power. But, what's the moment that people feel that their lives are back together again and all those pieces put back together? And what about the children? So these are all things that we're juggling and we're struggling with as a community.
Right.
And unfortunately, it's not going to go away, but we can do whatever we can to try to help our fellow neighbors.
Quickly, Gary, if people are interested in participating in the walk, how do they do that?
So very easy, newhorizonsdv.com /events and then walk to end the silence. If you go on the New Horizons website and just plug that in, you can see how to register. It is a $25 fee. All those proceeds, again, I said go to New Horizons. You can also become a fundraiser. There's a button to click on that so you can get your friends or your coworkers involved. But yeah, just go to the website, and you can register, send in your pictures and videos, or you can tag New Horizons, and we'll put it up on the website. You can tag me, Gary Wallace. I'll be happy to put up and forward your pictures and videos. And that's it, really.
Great.
Go online, register. And
Gary, thanks for the time. Virtually. We appreciate it. Stay safe. Good luck tomorrow.
Much appreciated. Thanks for your time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.